The jobs report is out, just released. And John Taylor joins us from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street with the latest. Good morning, John.
Good morning. Well, we did get the jobs report from the government just a few seconds ago, and it's a Goldilocks report. Not too hot, not too cold like the porridge, but let's kind of dissect that. Yesterday, the market was completely flat. The Dow futures are up 20-30 points this morning, depending on whether you blink before you look at them again or not. But here's what the Bureau of Labor Statistics, a part of the Department of Labor, tells us. They tell us that the unemployment rate remains at 6.7%. That's the headline number. It was expected to drop to 6.6. Non-farm payrolls, the number of jobs created last month, expected to be 200,000. It was 175,000 the previous month, came in at 192. And also private payrolls came in at 192,000. A lot of people were projecting much more robust numbers than that, some above 300,000. You might really wonder how important these numbers are. Well, the unemployment rate, a lot of the experts say, is really pretty meaningless anyway. But let me tell you how the government calculates this. First of all, the government defines someone that's unemployed. You have to meet three criteria. You do not have currently have a job. You've actively, I put that in quotes, actively looked for work in the past four weeks, and you're currently available for work. Now, what the Bureau of Labor Statistics does to calculate this number is they actually do household surveys. They do about 60,000 households each month, and then they extrapolate the numbers. By the way, this goes back to the 40s, and it was started in response to the Great Depression. But when they do these surveys and they calculate the unemployment rate, it does not differentiate between people that have full-time jobs and part-time jobs. It does not account for the underemployed, that is, people like Governor Huckabee was just talking about, college graduates flipping burgers, people that are working in jobs for which they're overqualified. And it does not account for people who have simply dropped out of the workforce. Some of those are unable to find a job and just quit looking. Some have been unable to find a job and perhaps are in school. And in fact, ironically, one of the ways that the unemployment rate drops is if more and more people drop off of the surveys because they simply quit looking. So the non-farm payroll number of 192,000, pretty decent number. A lot of people say the unemployment rate is just hype anyway, and the headline doesn't mean much. Earlier this week, we talked about a retailer that filed bankruptcy. That was Coldwater Creek. Well, now we have another one. Brookstone files bankruptcy. You may be familiar with them. They're this specialty retailer that sells all kinds of weird gadgets, massage chairs, travel electronics. Chapter 11 bankruptcy, they're going to try to sell themselves to Spencer's, the company that operates Spencer's, and for $147 million. They've got over $200 million in debt. So a lot of the creditors, of course, are going to get stiffed. And if you're one of those people who has ever been to or wanted to go to or likes going to Uncle Bubba's restaurant, you know, that's the one that was operated in Savannah, Georgia by Paula Deen, well, it abruptly closed. They just closed it down, put a message on the website that says, thanks for 10 great years. You may remember that Uncle Bubba's was ground zero for all of Paula Deen's problems. It was a former employee of Uncle Bubba's that accused her of practicing racial discrimination, and also accused her brother, who she operated the restaurant with, of sexual harassment. And then thereafter, the cards began to drop. The Scripps Network dropped her TV show. Retailers like Walmart and Target and Home Depot and others quit selling her products. They say that they're exploring other ways to do something with the waterfront property that's currently occupied by Uncle Bubba's. But if you're headed to Savannah, don't go there to get you a chicken fried steak, because you're going to be disappointed.
I'll tell you, it's your past can come back to haunt you.
You know? Can indeed. It did hurt, didn't it?
It sure did. Yeah. John, thank you, sir. Have a good weekend.
You too, sir.
All right. We will visit with John on Monday, and again, we appreciate his reports. He is with Stern, Agee & Leach. They're located at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. You could visit with him there or call him by phone. The area code is 479-782-2527 or email John at johntaylor@sternagee.com.